Okay, this is to help some of the beginners on the blind replay at freelist.org mailing list. Right now I'm on the desktop.
Title is desktop.
I'm going to press the letter R for replay AV icon on the desktop.
R recycle R replay AV 8.
Press enter on the replay AV 8 icon to run the program.
Enter. Replay A slash V dialog to navigate news tab. Replay A slash V dialog. Minimize button to activate. Press space bar.
You automatically land on the minimize button within the Replay AV 8.04 application every time you start up Replay AV, okay? One of you said your application's key doesn't work and you're using JAWS 6.2. Another way to enter to access the enter new show properties for you, since the application's key doesn't work, press Alt plus S, as in Sierra.
Alt S, menu, shows menu, add radio show to navigate, press up or down arrow S.
And what you need to find with your up and down arrow keys is the add show manually option. That is the add show manually option. It's near the bottom of this shows menu, so up arrow.
Open media guide, G. Add show manually, A.
You need to press this, the add show manually option.
Add show manually.
Press your enter key.
Enter, leaving menus, edit show properties, colon, new show dialog, basic page, name of show, colon, edit, new show, type in text.
You automatically land in the basic page slash tab, and the first area within the basic tab slash page is the name edit field box. If you're not sure, press your insert up arrow key.
Name of show colon edit new show.
Okay, here it is again.
Name of show colon edit new show.
I'm pressing my insert up arrow. Okay. And the next thing I need to show you is press the insert plus T, as in Tango, to hear the title bar of this dialog box. Pay attention to what JAWS said. It's going to say page is basic.
Title is edit show properties colon new show page is basic.
Okay. Just remember that. Here it is again.
Title is edit show properties colon new show pages basic.
It's telling us we're in the page that's called basic. Okay. At this point, press your shift plus tab key one time. Hold down the shift key and press the tab key one time. I'm repeating just in case you didn't hear me.
Shift tab, basic tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
If you missed that, rewind the your media player or whatever media player you're using and listen very carefully. It says basic tab, and JAWS tells us press control tab to switch to the next page slash tab. I'm on the basic tab. If I want to hear the next tab in this dialog box, all you have to do is press your right arrow key one time. And you're going to land on the recording tab.
Recording tab. To switch pages, press control tab.
We're on the recording tab. Press your right arrow key one more time. And you're going to land on the schedule tab.
Schedule tab. To switch pages, press control tab.
Press your right arrow key one more time, you're going to hear another tab.
Output tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
The output tab. Okay, there's some more tabs in here. Just use your right and left arrow keys to hear the other one. I'm going to press the left arrow key one time.
Schedule tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
We're on the schedule tab. And then what I'm going to do is press the tab key one time to access the schedule tab, properties, settings, area.
Tab, unscheduled radio button checked, 1 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
If you don't know where you're at, all you got to do is press the insert plus T keyboard combination. That is, press and hold down your insert key and press the letter T as in tango to hear the title bar of this particular properties.
Title is Edit Show Properties : New Show Pages Schedule.
Notice it says page is schedule. If you're lost, you don't know what tab page you're in, just use your insert plus T keyboard command. Let's hear it again.
Title is Edit Show Properties : New Show Pages Schedule.
It tells us we're in the page is schedule. Okay. Just do a shift tab one time.
Shift tab, schedule tab, to switch pages, press control tab. Schedule tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
We're on the schedule tab right now. So press your left arrow key, and you're going to hear recording tab.
Recording tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
We're on the recording tab / page. Press your tab key one time.
Tab, capture by recording audio output left parent speakers, mic line dash and right parent radio button not checked, 1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
You're inside the recording tab / page area where you can change the various settings you need. Okay? If you're not sure where you're at, press the insert plus T as in tango to hear the title bar. It's going to tell you, page is recording.
Title is Edit Show Properties : New Show Pages Recording.
Let's hear it again.
Title is Edit Show Properties : New Show Pages Recording.
It tells us we're in the recording page. That insert plus T is very valuable to the new users, okay? Since I already know I went inside one time to the recording area, just do a shift tab and you're going to land back on the recording tab / page.
Shift tab, recording tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
Notice JAWS told us recording tab. Let's left arrow one time.
Basic tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
We're on the basic tab. If you want to go inside these configuration settings for the basic tab / page, just press your tab key one time.
Tab, name of show : edit, new show, type and text.
Name of show, edit field box, and JAWS already tells you type in text. You're ready to type in a new name here for the show. So type it in. And once you're done, press your tab key one time. Right now, we're in the name field edit field box. But if you press the tab key one time, you're going to land in the
tab URL : edit type and text.
URL edit field box. This is where you type in, or better yet, paste in using your control plus V keyboard combination. This is the paste command. Paste in your radio station listen stream here that you find on the internet or from a mailing list. You can also paste in a podcast URL feed address here. Okay? Say I have my podcast feed URL posted on the mailing list at blindreplay @freelist.org, and you say, hey, I want to subscribe to that podcast. The first thing you're going to have to do in that mailing list, in that email message, is highlight that whole URL feed address, the http://. Highlight it first. Do a control C as in Charlie. And you've copied it onto your clipboard. Come to the enter new show, edit properties dialog box. Go inside the basic slash tab, like I'm showing you here. And when you land in the URL edit field box,
URL colon edit type in text.
Jaws is already telling you type in text and then do a control plus V as in Victor. And you paste it in the podcast feed URL address. Very simple. Okay, that's all I'll say for this right now. I'm going to press the escape key.
Escape minimize button to activate, press space bar.
We're back on the main interface of Replay AV 8.04. The reason I know, I heard minimize button.
Minimize button.
There it is. Insert up arrow.
Minimize button.
If you're not sure where you're at, do an insert plus T for the title bar.
Title is replay A slash V.
Okay. Here it is.
Title is replay A slash V.
Can't get any simpler than that. Another way to bring up the Enter New Show dialog box, the Edit Show Properties dialog box, is press your Applications key. I'm showing you another way to access it. I'm going to press the Applications key right now.
Applications, context menu, Enter New Show to navigate, press up or down arrow, N.
There it is. If you're not sure, do an insert up arrow. It brought up a context menu, and the first option was enter new show. I'm going to do an insert up arrow.
Enter new show.
All you have to do now is press the enter key or the shortcut letter N as in November.
Enter, leaving menus, edit show properties, colon, new show dialog, basic page, name of show, colon, edit, new show, type in text.
Okay. Like I said, after you press the enter new show option in the context menu, you get the following. If you're not sure, press the insert plus T as in Tango for title bar.
Title is edit show properties colon new show pages basic.
It tells us page is basic. Here it is again, insert plus T.
Title is edit show properties colon new show pages basic.
Okay. We're in the basic properties right now. Inside the basic tab, properties, the settings. If you're not sure where you landed, do an insert up arrow.
Name of show colon edit new show.
Name of show.
Name
edit.
Of show colon edit new show.
Okay. Since I know I'm on the name edit field box, just do a shift tab.
Shift tab, basic tab, the switch pages, press control tab.
You're on the basic tab. When you land on a tab, just use your right and left arrow keys. We're going to use the right arrow key one time. We're going to press the right arrow key one time, and you're going to hear recording.
Recording tab, the switch pages, press control tab.
Press your right arrow key one more time, and you're going to hear schedule.
Schedule tab, the switch pages, press control tab.
Okay. Right now we're on the schedule tab. So press your tab key one time.
Tab, unscheduled radio button checked, one of two. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
You're on the unscheduled. If you're not sure where you're at, do an insert plus T for the title bar. It's going to read out page is schedule.
Title is edit show properties colon new show pages schedule.
There it is.
Title is Edit Show Properties, colon, New Show, Pages, Schedule.
Note, you do not need to use the JAWS cursor. Someone on the mailing list said that they had to use the JAWS cursor. That's not the case.
Title is Edit Show Properties, colon, New Show, Pages, Schedule.
Okay. If you're not sure where you're at, once you're inside the properties, for example, we're in the schedule tab / page, and we tabbed in one time and you forgot where you're at, just do an insert up arrow.
Unscheduled radio button check 1 of 2.
Okay. I usually use the repeating option. So what I do here is up arrow a few times till I hear repeating.
Set continuous recording button to activate, press space bar. None button to activate, press space bar. All button to weekends button, weekdays button. Repeating colon radio button checked 1 of 1. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
If you're not sure, do an insert up arrow.
Repeating colon radio button checked 1 of 1.
And it says repeating.
Repeating colon radio button checked 1 of 1.
Okay. The next thing I do is the simplest way for me. Your case may be different. Shift tab a few times till you hear the schedule tab spoken by JAWS. I'm going to press shift. I'm going to hold down the shift key and press the tab key.
Shift tab, list box, 11:26:00 a.m. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
This is your end recording time. Shift tab one more time.
Shift tab, list box, 10:26:00 a.m. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Press shift plus tab one more time.
Shift tab, schedule tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
We're on the schedule tab. Now press your tab key one time.
Tab, list box, 10:26:00 a.m. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
The time for you here is going to be different, okay? And this is the start recording time. You're telling it when to start the recording for you. And you land on the hour. The first number you hear is the hour. I'm going to do an insert up arrow.
10:26:00 a.m.
I'm going to do it again. Insert up arrow.
10:26:00 a.m.
Right now it's saying it's 10:26. 0 seconds a.m. in the morning. I'm going to do it again.
10:26:00 a.m.
Okay, it's saying 10:26:00 a.m. And this is your start recording time.
10:26:00 a.m.
Let JAWS keep repeating it till you understand it. You're on the hour. Say I want to record something at 12 o'clock. I'm just going to show you the basic way for now. Just use your up arrow key. I'm going to press the up arrow key.
11.
It said 11. If you're not sure, you know, use your up and down arrow keys.
10.
There's 10.
11.
11.
12.
12. So we're on 12 for the hour. The next thing you do is press your right arrow key one time.
26.
You're on the number 26. This is your minutes. Okay? If you want to change it to 30, you up arrow a few times till you hear 30.
27.
27.
28.
28.
29.
I'm pressing my up arrow key.
30.
30. So we told it right now 30 for the minutes. Right arrow one time.
00.
That's for your seconds. that to show you a little more advanced feature, you're on the second. On the second, you have 0 through 60. Okay? 60 seconds in a minute. Say I want to schedule this to 45 seconds, and I don't want to keep pressing up. I don't want to use the up and down arrow keys to change the seconds for me. Just press 45 for 45 seconds on your numbers row.
4, 5, 45.
There it is. It said 45. Okay. Now, right arrow one more time.
PM.
It's saying here, it said PM. Down arrow to change it to AM with your down arrow key or up arrow key.
AM.
It says AM. That's for your AM. Let's press the up arrow key to see what happens.
PM.
It says PM. Okay? Now, we told it the start time to be 12:30 in 45 seconds p.m. It's going to record on the start time at 12:30 p.m. with in 45 seconds, basically 12:30:45 p.m. That's our start recording time. Now, you're asking, how do I get to the end recording time, the stop recording time? Just press your tab key.
Tab, list box, 11:26:00 a.m. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
We landed on the end/stop recording time. Note, the times you see in here, it's going to be different in your case when you run the new show properties, the edit new show properties, okay? We landed on the hour. I want to change this to 2 for the hour, the number 2 for the hour. I'm going to press the up arrow key.
12, 1.
I'm pressing the up arrow, okay?
2.
There it is, hour 2. Once you've set the hour, press your right arrow key for the minutes.
26.
We're going to tell it, right now it's at 26 minutes. We're going to tell it 00. So we're going to press 00 on our numbers row.
00:00.
Okay? That's our minutes. Right arrow.
00.
We're on the seconds. You want to change it to 30 seconds? Press 30 on your numbers row.
30.
So we told it here to stop recording at 2:00:30 seconds so far. Let's right arrow.
PM.
It's PM. You want to change it to AM? Use your down or up arrow keys.
AM. PM.
Okay? The next thing I would do, because JAWS may read it incorrectly sometimes, okay? Do a shift tab. That is, hold down the shift key and press your tab key.
Shift tab, list box, 12:30:45 p.m. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Press your shift plus tab key one more time to hear schedule tab.
Shift tab, schedule tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
Now, you're on the schedule tab. Press your tab key one time, and you're going to land on the start recording time you set.
Tab, list box, 12:30:45 p.m. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
It tells us 12:30:45 p.m. for the start recording time. Let's press the tab key one time.
Tab, list box, 2:30 p.m. to move to an item, press the arrow keys.
This is the stop/end recording time. And it told us 2:00:45 p.m. Okay, you're not done yet. Say I want to record this particular show every Wednesday. You need to tab. You need to press your tab key a few times till you hear the Wednesday checkbox. And press the space bar in that checkbox. So that's what we're going to do now.
Tab, repeating colon radio button checked, 1 of 1. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
That's good, it said repeating.
Tab, mon checkbox not checked, to check, press space bar.
That's your Monday checkbox. Press your tab key one more time.
Tab, 2 checkbox not checked, to
here's
check,
the
press
Tuesday
space bar.
Checkbox. We don't want that. Let's press the tab key one more time.
Tab, web checkbox not checked, to check, press space bar.
That's your Wednesday checkbox. It's not checked. Jaws told us it's not checked. If you're not sure, do a insert plus tab key.
Web checkbox not checked, to check, press space bar.
Okay, and it tells you to check, press your space bar.
Space checked.
And it told us check. If you're not sure you checked it, press your insert plus tab key.
Let checkbox checked. A clear check mark.
Check.
Press space bar.
So let's review this. We're in the schedule tab. And we told, when we first went in here, we landed on the unscheduled option. And we up arrowed a few times and we heard repeating. We left the option on repeating. Okay? And then we shift tabbed a few times till we heard the schedule tab spoken by Jaws. Then we tabbed one time and we landed on the start recording time. And it reads it out as hours, minutes, seconds, in AM or PM. Make your settings like I told you for the start recording time and then press your tab key one more time and you land on the end recording time. And it's also hours, minutes, seconds, AM or PM. The next thing we did was press the tab key a couple of times and we found the Wednesday checkbox and we pressed the space bar to put a check mark in the Wednesday checkbox. So we're telling Replay AV 8.04 to record for us every Wednesday for us. And we told it to record, if I remember correctly, the start time was, and I can't remember it now.
Shift tab, shift tab, schedule tab, list box, 12:30:45 p.m.
We told it to start recording for us at 12:30:45 p.m. And to stop recording.
Tab, list box, 2:30 p.m. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
2:30:30 p.m. every Wednesday. And you just choose the OK button. I'm going to shift tab.
Shift tab, list box, shift tab, help button, shift tab, cancel, shift tab, OK button to activate, press space bar.
Here's the
OK
button.
To activate, press space bar.
Jaws tells you press the space bar to activate. You press the space bar on OK, and you've set the settings. But note, you need to have some more information before you press the OK button. You need to have the name field, edit field box in the basic tab folder. You need to name the show in the name edit field box. You need to copy and paste into the URL field edit field box within the basic tab page the actual URL of the radio station, the listen link, the stream link. For example, .asx. Okay? That's a Windows Media Player format. There's more to this. Just review the various tab / pages. I'm going to show you the basic tab one more time.
Tab, cancel button, tab, help button, tab, schedule tab.
I'm on the schedule tab. I got there by pressing the tab key a few times. I'm on the schedule tab. I'm on left arrow till I hear basic.
Recording tab to switch pages, press control tab. Basic tab to switch pages, press control tab.
I'm on the basic tab. Press your tab key one time and you're going to land in the name edit field box.
Tab, name of show, colon, edit, new show, type in text.
It's called the name of show edit field box. Jaws told me type in text. I'm going to type WSB.
WSB.
Okay, I typed it in. If you're not sure, just press your insert up arrow key on the numpad.
Name of show colon edit WSB.
There it is. Tab one more time.
Tab URL colon edit type in text.
Over here, you can copy, basically copy and paste, really paste the WSB listen link. You can either get it from the WSB radio website or from a mailing list. Whatever method you use, you can find the listen link and do a control plus V as in Victor to paste in the radio station's listen link URL address. Okay, once you do all that, we're keeping things simple here. Press the tab key one more time.
Tab, after recording, convert the colon combo box, nothing dash leave as is, 1 of 37. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Here you can tell replay AV 8.04 to convert the original recording to another format that you want. Okay? Keeping things simple here. Keep pressing your tab key.
Tab, record now, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
Till you hear basic tab.
Tab, tune for live TV, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Tab, OK button to activate. Tab, cancel button to activate. Tab, help button to activate. Tab, basic tab to switch pages. Press control tab.
You're on the basic tab, okay? Press your right arrow key one time.
Recording tab to switch pages. Press control tab.
You're on the recording tab. We want to go inside the recording tab properties. Press your tab key one time.
Tab, capture by recording audio output left parent speakers, mic line dash and right parent radio button not checked, 1 of 3, to change the selection press up or down arrow.
Listen to Jaws, it said to change selection use your up and down arrow keys. But before we do this, let's hear what Jaws told us. Do an insert plus up arrow.
Capture by recording audio output left parent speakers, mic line dash and right parent radio button not checked, 1 of 3.
Let's hear it again, okay?
Capture by recording audio output left parent speakers, mic line dash and right parent radio button not checked, 1 of 3.
This basically is your capture audio output. You have to use this when you record XM, Sirius, or a radio station that does not allow you the stream capture feature. Okay? Some stations do not allow you to do a stream capture, so you need to choose this radio button. Let's press our down arrow key.
Capture by downloading streams radio button checked 2 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
What did it say there? Let's do an insert up arrow, just in case you're asking.
Capture by downloading streams radio button checked 2 of 3.
And it told us it's already checked. It's the default. All the time, it's your default, because that's your best option. Replay AV has gone out of its way to have this, the default radio button for you, because this is the best option.
Capture by downloading streams radio button check 2 of 3.
This is the stream capture. You also need this radio button when you're trying to subscribe to a podcast feed. Let's hear that again.
Capture by downloading streams radio button check 2 of 3.
Yeah, that's what we want. That's the radio button we want. Y'all told us to check. Okay. Let's press the tab key one time.
Tab, type colon combo box, stream capture 1 of 3. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Hey, that's what we want, stream capture. Let's see what that said again.
Stream capture 1 of 3.
It told us stream capture 1 of 3. There's 3 choices in this box. This is the best setting you can use when it comes to recording radio stations. Because it records silently in the background, the radio station for you. But again, some stations don't allow you to do this. Okay? So you're going to have to do a trial and error thing. Okay. Right now it's a stream capture.
Stream capture 1 of 3.
Oh, let's do an insert tab C. Insert plus tab. I forgot. Let's see what it does. I'm going to hold down the insert key and press the tab key. Let's see what that particular setting, what was that setting called?
Type colon combo box, stream capture 1 of 3.
Oh, to change the type colon. Type colon. Okay. Now I know. Let's down arrow one time.
Podcast.
Podcast. If you're going to download my podcast, and you already have my URL address copied in the basic tab slash page in the URL field. Over here, you got to make sure it says podcast. Let's hear that again.
Podcast 2 of 3.
Podcast 2 of 3. Let's do an insert plus tab.
Type colon combo box podcast 2 of 3. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Type colon podcast 2 of 3. All right. Let's do a, I forgot what tab I was in. I forgot. You know, the phone rang, or I don't know, your nephew or somebody knocked on the door. Where am I right now? Let's do an insert plus T for the title bar. That's insert plus T as in tango. I'm repeating for y'all to hear this correctly. Let's see what's going on here.
Title is edit show properties colon new show pages recording.
Ah, we're in the recordings. Let's hear that again.
Title is edit show properties colon new show pages recording.
Pages recording. All right. Thank you, Replay AV. A lot of companies don't title the title bar, believe me. Let's see. What else is there? Oh, I forgot. We're on podcast. Let me see.
Type colon combo box podcast 2 of 3.
I did an insert plus tab. Oh, we're on podcast. I'm recording a radio station. I don't need this. Let me up arrow one time.
Stream capture.
Stream capture. All right. That's what we want. Let's press the tab key one time.
Tab is an archive left parent, don't retune automatically right parent checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar.
No, it's not. It's not an archive. The checkbox is not checked. If you're not sure, Press your insert plus tab key.
Is an archive left parent don't resume automatically right parent checkbox not checked.
Alright. Let's tap.
Tab OK button to activate press spacebar.
Okay. Once you're done, press your spacebar and the OK button. And you're ready to go. Let's press the escape key here.
Escape minimize button to activate press spacebar.
Okay. Just in case I get asked this question, I'm going to tab to the list view list box. Right now, if you're not sure where you're at, if you followed my direction, do an insert plus T.
Title is replay A slash V.
We're on the replay AV application. The program is, we're focused on the application, replay AV. And we're going to do an insert up here.
Minimize button.
Oh, we're on the minimize button. Okay. Visually, to a sighted person, this minimize button is probably on the upper right-hand corner on the title bar. Okay. But replay AV, tech engineers, they physically went out there and labeled the minimize button for us. Okay, let's press the tab key one time.
Tab, hide button to activate press spacebar.
That's the hide button.
Tab, record button record to activate button. Press spacebar.
If I have time, I'll show you that. Let's press the tab key.
Tab, list of shows, list view, not selected, graphic 442, Plantronics microphone, dash voice only, through Feb 8, 6:40 p.m.
Okay.
Scheduled, 1 of 15.
We're in a list view list box. Let's see what it says again. Let's press insert tab to see if that works. Hold down the insert key and press your tab key.
List of shows, list view, not selected, graphic 442, Plantronics microphone, dash voice only, through Feb 8, 6:40 p.m. unscheduled, 1 of 15.
Disregard where it says Plantronics. Your particular reading is going to be different. Let's see what insert tab says again.
List of shows, list view. Not
list of shows, list view. You're in a list view box right now. Say you already added some shows. You added some shows already from previous settings. You already added some shows before. Let's go down in this list view. You use your up and down arrow keys. And you can use the home key and your end key. That's the END key.
Graphic 995 line and TV web Jan 20. Graphic 302 ERA 52 MAR 65.
Okay. Say you land on a radio show you got, like BBC, that you previously set yourself. Right now we're on a station that I set up.
Graphic 302 ERA 52.
Okay. Press the applications key on your keyboard. On a standard Windows keyboard, the applications key, some people call it context menu key, I think. The applications key on a standard Windows keyboard is to the left of your right control key. Let's press it and see what happens.
Applications, context menu, properties to navigate, press up or down arrow P.
You get properties. The shortcut letter is P. Down arrow. You may hear blank here. Let's press down arrow one more time.
Start record slash download S.
Start record slash download. And the shortcut letter is S, as in Sierra. Say I want to record this station right now. You can start recording it. Just press the letter S, and it's going to start recording it for you. Okay? It's like your VCR. If you want to record something on the fly, turn on your VCR and you press the record button and it starts recording. It's the same thing here. If you got a cassette tape player and you want to record something on the radio, an FM station, what are you going to do? You're going to press the record button. This is the same thing here. Let's hear that option again. Do an insert up arrow.
Start record slash download.
Okay. You can also use this feature. I'm going to do an insert up arrow for you to hear it again.
Start record slash download.
You can press enter or the shortcut letter S on start record slash download on a podcast. The first thing you got to do is you got to go to the list, view, list box, find the podcast name, like Petro's podcast, in the list view, and then press your applications key, and then press the letter S for start record slash download. And it's going to do a manual download for any new podcast MP3s it finds, and it's going to download it for you, like you download a file on the internet. Okay, let's down arrow.
View shows V.
View shows.
Tune to station T.
Tune to station. And the shortcut letter is T. If you want to tune to a station just to listen to it, like some of you do on Winamp or Windows Media Player or Real Player, just press enter with the shortcut letter T on this option. And you can hear the station. Let's hear that again. Plus insert up
tune
here.
The station.
Okay. Sometimes you can use this as a media player. You don't have to record.
Play last recording L.
Play last recording. Press on this and it'll play on your last recording.
View this show's log H. Go to guide G. Convert slash transfer C.
I'm pressing the down arrow key.
Duplicate C. Delete D. Enter new show N.
Okay. Here's enter new show N. So far today I showed you two ways to access the enter new show, and this is the third way. Let's hear that again.
Enter new show.
Enter new show. That sounds like it's a familiar option. Let's press enter key.
Enter. Leaving menus. Edit show properties. New show dialog. Basic page. Name of show. Edit. New show. Type in text.
Edit show properties. I know what this is. Let's press insert plus T as in Tango.
Title is edit show properties : new show pages basic.
Oh, this is the basic page. All right. We're in the edit new shows. Let's see what that called again.
Title is edit show properties : new show.
Edit shows properties. Let's do an insert up arrow.
Name of show : edit new show.
Name of show. New show? Oh, we gotta change this. That's okay. Let's press shift tab.
Shift tab, basic tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
We're on the basic tab. You wanna go to the recording tab? Right arrow one time.
Recording tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
Recording tab, I know this place. This is where you get the audio output, radio button. The stream capture radio button. Let's see if it's still there. Let's press the tab key one time.
Tab capture by recording audio output left parent speakers mid line dash and right parent radio button not checked. 1 of 3.
Yeah, I remember this.
Press up or down arrow.
Let's hear that again. Let's press insert tab.
Capture by recording audio output left parent speakers mid line dash and right parent radio button not checked. 1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
1 of 3. Change selection. Press up and down arrow keys. Oh, I see. Great feedback, Jaws. is press the down arrow key.
Capture by downloading streams radio button checked. 2 of 3.
Yeah, that's the stream capture radio button. We want that. Let's press the insert up arrow. That's insert up arrow.
Capture by downloading streams radio button checked. 2 of 3.
Oh, let's press tab key one time.
Tab, type colon combo box, stream capture, 1 of 3. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Type colon, stream capture. Let's press insert plus tab.
Type colon combo box, stream capture, 1 of 3.
Everything looks good in here. How do I get back? How do I go back to the other tab pages? Let's see. Let's press shift tab till we hear Jaws say some kind of tab. Let's press shift plus tab. Hold down the shift key and keep pressing your tab key till you hear Jaws say some kind of tab that sounds familiar to you.
Shift tab, capture by downloading streams to shift tab, capture by recording audio output, shift tab, recording tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
Recording tab, all right, we found it. Let's press the left arrow key.
Basic tab,
basic
pages,
tab,
press
all right, that's
tab.
Where I need to go to change the name. Let's press the tab key one time.
Tab, name of show, colon, edit, new show, type in text.
Name of show, type in text. Okay, that's where we type in the name. Yeah. Let's press the tab key.
Tab, URL, colon, edit, type in text.
Oh, this is where we type in the URL of the radio station, the podcast feed, or a show feed, or a TV video stream. Okay, I see what's happening now. Say I don't want to do anything here. Press the escape key on your keyboard. It's usually the upper left hand corner keyboard button. Press the escape key. We're not going to change anything here. Say we made a mistake or we don't want to do anything. It's the same thing as canceling.
Escape, list of shows, list view, graphic 3.
We landed back in the list box, list view.
List of shows, list view.
List of shows, list view. Okay. Where's that exit button? Let's press the tab key.
Tab, exit button. To
oh,
activate,
exit
press
button.
Space bar.
To activate, press the space bar. Okay. Let's press the tab key.
Tab, resize handle button. To activate, press space bar.
This is the resize handle button. This is for sighted users. You can't do nothing with it.
Tab, minimize button. To
minimize.
Activate, press space bar. Tab, hide button.
Hide.
To tab, record button. To
We're on the main interface of Replay AV right now. If you're not sure, do an insert T.
Title is Replay A / V.
What button are we on? Let's do an insert up arrow.
Record button.
Oh, record button. Do not use your enter key on any of the buttons on the main interface of Replay AV. Use your space bar. We're on the record button.
Record button.
Let's press space bar.
Space. Recording wizard dialog. Page has 5 links. Replay A /
We're on the recording wizard dialog box.
Replay A / V wizard.
What I did is a control home.
Replay A / V wizard.
Okay, replay AV wizard. Let's see what insert T does here. That's insert plus T as in tango.
Title is replay A / V recording wizard.
Oh, tells us a lot of information there. Let's press our tab key.
Tab, record something right now link.
Record something right now link.
Tab, schedule something to record later link.
Schedule something to record later. That's a link. Let's press the enter key on that.
Enter, schedule a recording heading level 3. Schedule a recording heading level 3. Page has 1 heading and 12 links. Heading level 3, schedule a recording. What would you like to record? This page link radio show. Link iTunes radio station.
Okay. Let's press control home.
Heading level 3, schedule a recording.
Let's do an insert plus T as in tango.
Heading equals schedule a recording. Title is replay A / V recording wizard.
Let's press the tab key.
Tab, radio show this page link.
Let's press shift plus tab.
Shift tab, radio show this page link.
It says radio show. Oh, we can schedule a recording this way. Let's press tab.
Tab, radio show this page link.
Okay, let's press tab.
Tab, iTunes radio station link.
iTunes.
Tab, radio station this page link.
Radio station.
Tab, internet TV station this page link.
Internet TV.
Tab, podcast or video blog this page link.
Podcast or video blog.
Tab, XM online this page link.
XM.
Tab, Sirius online this page link.
Sirius.
Tab, TV tuner card attached to your PC this page link.
TV tuner card.
Tab, webcam attached to your PC this page link.
These are all links here. Links.
Tab, manually enter a new show left parent, advanced right parent this page link.
Oh, let's see what that was again. Insert up here.
This page link, manually enter a new show left parent, advanced right parent.
Manually enter new show. This got to be the same thing that I showed you three other ways to do the edit new shows. Edit new show with all the tab, basic, recording, schedule, output, splitting tab. Let's see. Let's press the enter key. I think it'll work.
Enter, edit show properties, colon, new show dialog, basic page, name of show, colon, edit, new show, type in text.
You got four different ways to enter a new show. How about that? Let's do an insert up arrow. An insert plus T for the title bar.
Title is edit show properties colon new show pages basic.
Looks like we got four different ways to do this. And we're in the basic tab area right now in the dialog box. Let's do a shift plus tab.
Shift tab, basic tab, the
basic
pages,
tab.
Control
all
tab.
Right. Let's right arrow.
Recording tab.
Recording.
Pages, press control
all right.
Tab.
Let's press the tab key one time. Let's see what's in there. Let's see if it says audio output radio button. Not checked.
Tab, capture by recording audio output left parent speakers. Mic line dash and right parent radio button not checked. 1 of 3. To
yeah,
change
that's
the selection,
right.
Press up or down arrow.
I know how to get in here. Let's do a shift plus tab.
Shift tab, recording tab. To switch pages, press control tab.
Recording tab, oh, okay. Let's do a right arrow.
Schedule tab. To switch pages, press control tab.
Schedule tab. Oh, okay, I know this. If I press the tab key one time, I'm going to land on the unscheduled option.
Tab, unscheduled radio button checked. 1 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Oh,
unscheduled
I know what
radio
I,
button checked.
I know what
two.
I got
to
do
change
in
the
here.
Selection, press up or down arrow.
If I want to record something every Thursday, this is what I need to do. It's go arrow up till I hear repeating.
Set continue, none but all but weekend weekdays, repeating colon radio button
oh, okay.
Checked. 1 of 1.
We got repeating,
all
right.
Down arrow.
Let's tab one time.
Tab, mod checkbox not
no.
Checked. Check
Monday.
Press space bar. Tab, two checkbox
no.
Not checked. Tab,
tab.
Checkbox not tab. Two checkbox not
two.
Checked.
Two, that's
check
Thursday.
Press
let's press the space bar to check
space
it.
Checked.
Oh, we check Thursday. Let's shift tab a few times till we hear schedule again, mentioned by Joss.
Shift tab, wedge, shift tab, two check, shift tab, mod, shift tab, repeating, shift tab, list box, shift tab, list box, 11, shift tab, schedule tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
We're on the schedule tab. If I tab one time, I'm going to be on the start recording time. And it's going to land automatically on the hour field. And the start recording time is in hours, minutes, seconds, a.m. or p.m. Let's see what happens. I'm going to press the tab key one time.
Tab, list box, 11:10 a.m. To move
oh,
to an
okay.
Item, press the arrow keys, 11.
Oh, okay. Let's press the tab key. We should hear the end recording time.
Tab, list box, 12:10 p.m. to move to an
oh,
item, press
I
the arrow
see.
Keys, 12.
Okay, I got all that. Let's press the escape key.
Escape record button to activate. Press space bar.
We landed on the record button. If you're not sure, do an insert up here.
Record button.
Okay. And if you're not sure for the title bar, do an insert plus T.
Title is replay A/V.
Okay. We're on the, let's insert
record
up here.
Record button.
We're on the record button. Press space bar. Let's see.
Space recording wizard dialog. Page has 5 links. Visited links.
Let's press control home.
Replay A/V wizard.
Let's press our tab key.
Tab record something right now link.
Uh-huh.
Tab schedule something to record later visited link.
Oh, Joss tells us visited link. Because we've already been there. And you can use V and U, I believe. Let's use the letter U. The JAWS command is U to find unvisited links.
This page link browse the media guide.
Uh-huh. Let's press U again.
This page link add a media pack left parent group of related shows right parent. This page link graphic images / cancel.
Okay, that's the cancel button.
Wrapping the top link record something right now.
Ah. These are links we haven't visited yet. Let's press the letter V. As in Victor for visited links. This applies also on a website.
Visited link schedule something
oh,
to
there
record
it is.
Later.
Okay. Say we want to escape out of this. I think escape doesn't work, so you're going to have to shift tab to the cancel button.
Shift tab, records, shift tab, records, shift tab, images / cancel this page link graphic.
There it is. Press enter.
Enter. Page has 5 links. Replay A/V wizard. What would you like to do? Link record something right now. Visited link schedule something.
Let's press cancel again.
Shift tab. Add a meet. Shift tab. Browse the shift tab. Schedule shift tab. Record some shift tab. Records shift tab. Images shift tab. Tab images / cancel this. Enter. Page has 5 links. This
that
page
doesn't
link
work.
Graphic
Let's
images
see. Maybe I'm doing something wrong.
This page link graphic images /
press
cancel.
Press space bar.
Space. Page has 5 links. This page
nope.
Link graphic images /
press escape key.
Escape record button.
Okay, use your escape key to exit the record wizard dialog screen. Use the escape key. There you have it. End of recording. Thank you very much.